Alright, so I hope you all enjoyed the episode with Dottie from the I'm Glad You Stayed podcast. But this is the final episode of Repros for Iowa, at least for a little bit while I get some other things taken care of. But this interview is with CR Pride, and I hope you find it enjoyable. Have a good day. So I always start out my interviews by saying thank you for giving me this opportunity to interview you and for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this. I really appreciate it. And do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, your pronouns, and maybe a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, my name is Corey Jacobson. Pronouns are he, him, his. And I am the board president of CR Pride. We are a nonprofit organization in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And basically, we are responsible for putting on the yearly Pride Festival, is what we're mainly known for here in Cedar Rapids. But our board has, over the last year and a half, decided to have a year-round presence because there's more to our community than just coming together once a year and celebrating. So we're looking at how we can have an impact throughout the year. And so we're looking at year-round programming now, but we'll still always, our big event every year will be the Pride Festival.
Right. Being a part of the LGBTQ community, that's something that's, with you every day. So being able to celebrate that multiple times a year that's awesome. What are some of the events that you have done in the past or for the year round stuff, or what's some of the stuff that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, well, in the last year or so, the board's really focused on realizing that we need to be out in our community. When we mean out in the community, we just don't mean in Cedar Rapids. There are LGBTQIA plus individuals in those small rural communities that may not always have the means available to come to an event in Cedar Rapids. So we're kind of looking for ways to take the road on the show on the road. And, we've been partnering with like libraries in the areas to have like book readings or panel discussions on topics important to LGBTQ plus individuals. One thing we did last fall was we went up to Central City and we participated in what's called Trunk or Treat for Linn County. And we had, we'd never done that before, signed up and were there to be part of the Halloween and their Halloween festivities. And there were 1,000 kids that were there that day that came through the event. And that was the opportunity for us to get to connect and, let those people know that, if they're questioning, if they're not out, even if they are out, that, we're here in the presence and we're here to support them and just to make sure that they know that with everything going on, that they are still loved and respected and valued and they matter and we're here and they always have a safe place with us. So that's, what we did last fall. We'll continue to do outreach like that this year. Right now, everything is focused on the festival. We do a lot of outreach, the GSAs, the middle and high schools around here throughout the year, but we're really gearing up now for what we're calling Pride Month. We do things a little bit differently in Cedar Rapids, where most like Des Moines, Iowa City, and some of our other friends throughout the state have a day or a weekend of events. And so we actually are having physical Pride Month, where we'll have a start date and an end date. And we'll have events going on in between those days as well. So we're kicking everything off here on June 10th this year, which will be our youth focus day. We really wanted to bring attention to LGBTQ youth with the unfortunate, the way the lay of the land is, that's where the focus is right now on trans youth and things like that. So we really wanted to make sure that we had a youth day built in. So we're kicking this year off. We're having our second parade this year. So we'll have a family-friendly pride parade on June 10th. It's at 1 p.m. through the Nubo and Czech Village District. And it's youth focused. We definitely want everyone to come out and have a great time, but we're really looking to highlight our youth. So our grand marshal this year is the LGBT Youth Center at Tanager Place. So, you know, we're really looking forward to that. As soon as the parade is done, we're having a couple of events down at Nubo in their courtyard. We'll have a couple of youth bands playing that day. And then we're also going to have a lavender graduation ceremony to recognize those graduating seniors in high school that are part of the LGBTQIA plus community, to give them an opportunity to be recognized for their accomplishments as they start the next phase of their life. And, you know, some people ask, well, why is that important? And to me, you know, one of the students that I was talking to says, you know, when they graduate, their diploma is going to have their legal name on it. And that's not the name that they use, because that's not how they identify anymore. And so through this lavender graduation ceremony, we can provide certificates that have that name on that certificate, so they can display it with their diploma, and they know that, you know, they're fully seen and heard. So that's open to any LGBT youth in the area. It's not just in Linn County. So, you know, Johnson County, Benton County, you know, wherever they want to come from, if they sign up, we are more than welcome to have them join us that day. We'll have a guest speaker speaking, and then we'll have LGBTQIA plus member of the community who's graduating speak as well, and then just recognize them for their time, and then we'll have a small private reception for them and their families afterward.
That's amazing.
And then that evening, to wrap up our youth focused day, we're also going to have a youth focused talent show at Chop House Reserve in Cedar Rapids. It is free and open to the public, and we'll be launching our application to be considered for one of our slots this weekend, hopefully tomorrow. We've been having some issues with the Google form. I'm not very tech savvy, so I had to call on some other board members to help me out. And then, so that'll be primarily focused on individuals who have a talent. You know, what we hear a lot also is with, you know, drag performers is, I love to perform, but I don't have a lot of places to perform because I'm not 21. So this gives, you know, some of those individuals who are drag kings or queens that aren't of age to be able to showcase their talent. It gives, you know, youth the opportunity to share stories they've written, poetry they've written, you know, songs they've written. So really focusing on giving those people 21 and under the opportunity to have a presence to show their talent that day. And so it was very important to us to make sure that, you know, there wasn't a cost to that event. So that is free and open to the public. And it's really great to partner with Chop House Downtown and Chop House Reserve, LGBT locally owned business here in Cedar Rapids, who's been very supportive of CR Pride, and appreciate them working with us to make sure that we're able to have that event and not have to charge people to attend it. So that's the big kickoff day. And then we have our usual things going on during the time frame. So like June 17th will be Pride Night at the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And when the game's done, there's fireworks that night. So we do that every year and appreciate the partnership with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. We're also this year having a art show, which we've done in the past, and we're bringing back this year. And it's the State of Being in Iowa, and it's open to LGBTQIA plus artists, and they just have to follow that theme. We'll have a youth show and an adult show. Artwork can be sold. They're responsible for taking care of that part, but we'll have it on display in June and July at CSPS Hall, and our, what do you call that, grand opening is July 7th. So we'll have an event there at CSPS on Friday, July 7th. I believe it's from 5 to 7. where people can come down and view the artwork and hear from some of the artists and why it's important to them, or what their artwork that they submitted means and all those things. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. And then we get into the actual festival, right? Which is Saturday, July 8th. And this year we're doing things a little bit differently. We're not starting until noon. So we're going to have the festival from noon to 6 this year. And there's still vendor space open. So if anyone wants to be a vendor there, whether they're a nonprofit, a for-profit, a government organization, there are still booth space available. And we're finalizing our stage lineup that day, but we did announce last week, and we're really excited that with all of the focus on our trans community, that we were able to book several trans performers from RuPaul Drag Race. So we'll have Kylie Sonique Love and Violet Chachki both performing on the main stage that day, and that is a free concert. That show will be family friendly, open to the public, so everyone gets the opportunity to see Kylie and Violet perform, and then we'll also have some of our local talent performing alongside them that day. We have a jazz band lined up that has LGBTQ members. We have, you know, LGBT high school bands performing that day. We have a local artist who is an ally of the community and uses drag kings and queens as their backup performers. So we book them. So we have a great lineup this day, or for the after between 12 and 6. And we'll be releasing the stage schedule, I think mid-May is what we're shooting for. And then after the festival is done at 6, we are having what we call our late show. And that is at CSPS as well. And I think the show starts at 8 o'clock, but there is a VIP time for people who buy VIP tickets. They have the opportunity to get their picture taken and meet Kylie and Violet before the show. And then we'll have that show in the evening from at 8 o'clock. And then when that show is done, we have a charter bus available to help ferry people over to Basics that night for what I call the Late Late Show. And we are always appreciative to be able to partner with Basics, our only LGBT bar in Cedar Rapids, to bring events. And I know that they're having a great lineup that night as well. So we look forward to continuing the party after the late show at the Late Late Show at Basics. And they are a sponsor of the late show as well. And then I do know we have a drag brunch at Basics as well. I think that's June 25th, if I remember correctly. So we got a lot going on. We went big this year. And I think it's just an opportunity. People are like, well, why are you going so big? And there's a lot of focus on trans youth and drag shows right now, right? And so we want to be able to show our community members here that what drag really is, and how it is family friendly, and how it impacts the community and its history and things like that. So the more opportunities we have to engage with the community, the better for everyone. And so we're really looking forward to those shows.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot, but it sounds amazing. So thank you for putting on all that stuff, all of it. Like, I'm sure it's a lot of work to get it all to come together.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we are, you know, CR Pride is an all volunteer based board. We have no paid staff. It's all volunteer time. And so we have 10 board members. You know, we all have our strengths, and I'm very appreciative of that, because we mesh so well together that even though this is a lot to undertake, we're all feeling good about what we've got going on. And it's really meant the world this year that we've been able to attract the donors and the sponsors to be able to do these things, because, you know, bringing RuPaul Drag Race queens to town is not something Cedar Rapids Pride could have, or sorry, CR Pride, we're not Cedar Rapids Pride anymore, but CR Pride could have done even, 2019. So it's really great to see the local community businesses step up and really, trust us with those dollars and know then that, those businesses are safe spaces for our community. Because one thing, I took over the presidency role in 2020 during COVID, and I always thought Pride was just a day to come and have fun and then go home and go about your normal lives. And I have to admit that I, when I look back, I'm a cisgender white man, and I've lived a privileged life to other people in our community. And so when we canceled Pride in 2020 and 21, just the comments of, this is my safe space, this is where I can go and be myself, really had me and the board thinking, okay, we really do play an important role in our community. And how, when we come out of COVID, do we expand on that? And so one thing we really wanted people to know is, unfortunately, we get asked all the time. I got an email the other day, is it safe for me to go to this business? People don't know, especially when they move to town, is it okay to go here or is it not okay to go there? So they reach out to us. And so when our community sees our sponsors or see us having an event at a certain location, that just lets them know also that, hey, this is a safe space. And even if CR Pride's not having an event here, I know I can go here because they're welcoming. So we'll continue to build on that and build our community partnerships. And I think that's what we'll be focusing on in the second half of the year once we get through Pride Month.
And I guess I don't have too many more questions. One question I have is, what would you, say to somebody that's maybe hasn't ever been to a Pride festival before?
They're fun. Come with an open mind. And you'll leave with a lot of friends that day. When people think of a festival, they think of people coming out or coming down and with their friends and things like that. But that's not always the case. There may be people in the community that are questioning or they don't know who to turn to talk about their truth. And so coming to Pride can also be a scary event for people. I remember the first time I went to Pride, I wasn't out yet. And I got there and I was like, what am I doing here? I was sweating and nervous. And then I got out of the car and there were just happened to be, a couple there that said, hi, we're such and such. And I hung out with them that day. And it was just like a normal thing. And I felt at ease. So if you're coming down, if you're going to a Pride, yes, we're there to celebrate our community and create a safe environment for everyone. But know that there are people there that's their first time and they're accepting themselves who they are. And if someone were to say something to you, to be open and just give them a hug and let them know everything's going to be okay.
And what does, I guess, I don't know if this is kind of a corny question, but what does Pride mean to you?
Oh, I get asked this a lot. And
I'm sure.
To me, it's all about human dignity and respect. We all, regardless of where you are, if you're cisgender or transgender, whether you're straight or gay or non-binary or however you identify, we're all human beings. And the best thing that we can do together is to listen and share stories so that we can learn and grow and come together and make things better for everyone. Everyone has, the same problems, right? Where am I going to live? Am I going to be able to pay my bills this month? Those types of things. So there's a lot more that binds us together than separates us. And to me, Pride gives us the opportunity to display that community and to help with some of those stereotypes that are out there for people who don't necessarily always come to things that impact our community. So it's definitely, to me, Pride is just about respect for one another and listening and growing.
Yeah. All right. I think that's all the questions I had for you. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Wherever you are in the state, I just want you to know that I know it's a tough time, but there are a lot of people out there fighting for us, that we have the power to create the change that we need in this state. I firmly believe the people of Iowa are welcoming. When you're out there in the community, whether I'm in Cedar Rapids or I'm in Altoona or Fort Madison or wherever I am in the state, there are people that are welcoming to us. And we just need to make sure that we continue to share our story to have the impact that we need to get back, to get Iowa back to where we know it can be.
For sure, I totally agree. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me and for being open and doing all this hard work. I'm sure it's gonna be amazing. So I'm looking forward to coming down there and hanging out.
Well, good. We look forward to having you. And if you ever want to talk again, let me know.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.